Welcome, guys, to another beautiful day on Chill Days with Sammy. Today, I wanted to hop on today, guys, and talk to you guys about having a plan. I wanted to talk about this topic about having a plan because it's important. It's the important bit that's going to help you to get to where you want to get to. So, you know, being able to be strategic about it and having a basis to stick to so that you're not everywhere. You're not all over the place. You're not forgetting about stuff. You got the solid plan so that you can stick to it, you can keep following through with it, and you don't have to just go through the motions, you know, because if you don't have the plan, then you're not gonna be sticking to it. Then it's just pretty much free balling. It's just like a ship without a direction, you know, a ship out in sea that has no course. It's just gonna eventually land on the rocks or something. So, you know, that's why it's important. And, you know, I wanted to say, like, you know, there's a saying, why is the fool and money so easily parted? And that's because the fool doesn't have a plan. You know, the fool doesn't have a plan. So, you know, he'll spend money on things that he doesn't need. He'll spend money on stuff that isn't useful for him. Isn't going to help him in the now moment. Isn't going to really bring him closer to the plan if he had a plan. But because he stated as a fool, he has no plan. So he has no real direction that he can make his money go towards the way that the plan would want it to go so that he'll have that end result of what he's looking for. You know, so if you don't have a plan, you'll just blow your cash and forget about the business idea or the career move. And, you know, life will just keep going on. Life goes fast and it'll just keep coming to the next day and the next day. And then if you don't have the plan, then it's just going to keep repeating itself and life is going to just be very mundane. You know, there's not going to be much of a sense of purpose or a sense of drive to go after something because you have to know what it is that you're going after. So saying that you know the objective, you know, because if you know the objective of what you want to reach, then you'll stick to it and you can make a plan to get to that objective. And even if the plan doesn't go your way or it goes a little bit left or a little bit right, something comes up that slows it down or something, remember, just stick to that objective because plans change, but decisions don't. Remember, plans change, but decisions don't. Once you make that decision, you're going to stick to it. And even if it goes sideways with the plan, a plan has to be able to be adjusted because, you know, the best plans are open to adjustments over time. Adjustment here, adjustment there, do something a little bit better, do something a little earlier or at a certain time or do it in a certain way. Actually, key right there is wealthy individuals do things a certain way. That's why, you know, they're wealthy individuals because they've gone about things in a certain way that then allowed them to get to that point. So, you know, number one on your plan, it should involve in taking, you know, financial control of your life, you know, the entirety. It's from your debts to what you're making to what your expenses are. All those things come into it together. So having that solid control of what you're putting your money towards and how much you're saving each month, each week, so that you could reach this goal of what it is that you achieve. If it's a house, if it's a certain lifestyle, if it's certain friendships or certain access that you get to have, that you get to do with, you know, because you're financially stable now. And throughout time, there's been said that a lot of money is made through selling. So through selling, because there's really no limiter. Like, people are the money. People have the money. Other people have the money. People buy the things. Other individuals have the money that you're looking for. The clientele, they have the money for your business that you need to go out there and go after. So anything from a product to a service to even a skill, it could be just you're a good photographer. It could be you're a good musician. It could be you're a good artist. You know, there's people getting booked out all over for these different skills that they've got that now can make them money no matter the market, no matter what, because the skill will always be there for them. So remember that, you know, real wealth, it's built, you know, through those sales. They say it's built through doing deals, you know. doing a deal, doing a booking. You know, someone gets booked for a music show, for an event. You know, these rappers, they get booked out. They get like X amount, whatever, 300,000 up for just showing up, singing a couple songs. Boom, that's a deal right there. That they just made a deal with that club for them showing up, for them putting their name on that club that they're going to be there. Boom, that rapper, that artist just cut a deal and just made a big check. So you can see where real wealth comes up from, because let's say the one night show, 300,000. 300,000 pulls up, does like 3-4 songs. 300,000, somebody that's earning in a wage or by like, you know, W-2 work, it's going to take a little bit. It's going to take a little bit to get there, you know? But that person just made that in one night by that one deal that they made. So I hope this starts to kind of make your mind move a little bit, where you can start seeing that, like, you want to start looking to make deals rather than trading your time or looking for wages or looking for who's paying the most. Because you're not really going to find it if you're looking for real wealth. But if you're looking to make a good lifestyle, if you're looking to live the life on your own terms, there's certain levels. We all have different amounts that can make us happy. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt. Use this knowledge of making deals, that you can make enough deals to get to that certain X amount that will then give you the lifestyle or the things that you're looking for. Because, you know, a good plan today is better than a perfect plan tomorrow. Because you have to go from I'll do it later, I'll do it tomorrow, to I'll do it right now. I'll do it right now kind of person. Like, not going to wait on it, not going to let it sit. I'm going to do it right now. So that then you can start to move things in the direction that you want it to go to, because you're getting it done right now. You're not trying to be perfect. Nobody, you know, nobody's perfect. And if you just try to do it tomorrow, you're not going to do it. You know, you're just going to blow it off. You're going to brush it off. It's not going to be worth it for you, if you say. So remember, you know, don't wait for money to come to you. Don't wait for someone to come bring you a check. Don't wait for life to give you a good job. Don't wait for the economy to give you another stimulus check. You know, you got to go out there, find deals, close them, be a right now person. And trust me, your plan, no matter what it is, it'll keep going. That decision, it'll be solid in your mind, and it'll lead you to the direction you should be. Because remember, now is the time. Now is the time to go do it. Now is the time to get up and say no more. Now is the time to really put your best foot forward, leave the old habits behind, to forget about who they say you are, and be the person that you want to be. You know? So, thank you for stopping by on another Chill Days with Sammy, guys. I'll see you on the next podcast.